At my agency, we have hired over 300 UGC creators to work with our clients. I'm going to show you how to find great UGC creators and what you should know about hiring them. All right, what is UGC? So UGC is user-generated content. This is content that comes across as authentic, raw, in-feed content. It doesn't look overly produced, and it really is synonymous with other content you see on social. So it's meant to hook viewers in before you actually go in and, you know, sell the product or show the outcome of your product. It's been wildly popular with e-com brands the last few years, and you're seeing it now become a staple in the media mix for brands of all sizes, alongside their produced content, static images, etc. They also have UGC content in there. So let's talk about it. Is UGC content different than influencer marketing? Well, a bit. UGC content and UGC creators actually might not have a big following. They might not be influencers. They essentially are professionals at making e-com commercials, taking your product and creating content that you can use as ads, where influencer is a little bit more of a blended approach. Influencers might have their own following. They want to post and promote to their following, and they may come actually and create content for your brand as well. You need to get into how you want to do that. And I'm going to talk about how we approach it a little bit later in this episode. But it's important because influencer marketing, as we once knew it, is dead. A recent report in The Drum showed that 12% of consumers trust influencers, 42% regretted buying a product that an influencer endorsed. And on the flip side, 86% of consumers trust UGC content posted on brand accounts. This tells us something. Creators trust brands more than they do influencers because the majority of influencers have gone overboard with promoting product. If you go to someone's page and every second post is them promoting and trying to sell you something, trying to get you to use a coupon code, you're going to lose trust with that person. So brands now, and we're recommending this to the brands we work with, are opting to have UGC content that they can post on the brand page itself. Now, why, right? Why would we do this approach? It's because it gives more power to the brand. When you bring in a UGC creator, you are able to steer the ship, so to speak, also able to sift through a lot of the data. If you do hire an influencer to come and be a creator for your brand, you're able to get all of that brand affinity, all of the impressions, the reach, the likes, the follows, etc., will come to the brand account, which is ultimately what we want to be doing. So if you're getting into this UGC world, you've seen it, you want to start creating, but you don't know where to start, I'm going to run you through how you can find great people to be UGC creators for your brand. And the first thing you can do is use a software. So there are softwares out there like Grin, Tagger. We are a Grin partner. We do use that. I will put the link to that below as well if you want to check out their software. But software is great. It lets you quickly create lists, find people in certain demographics or have certain interests, certain audience types. It's very good if you're going to do influencer marketing at scale or content creator UGC at scale. However, it's expensive. And most brands who are starting out, I probably wouldn't recommend that they go and spend a couple thousand per month on software licenses and they do it manually instead. So that's what we're going to talk about. You can actually find a lot of UGC creators on social media. So I would create an internal database, use Google Sheets, Excel, whatever, and go and start to find people. You can do this, search for hashtag UGC. And a lot of these people out there who are creators are actually going to have that in their bio and they're going to show up. So you can find them on TikTok. You can find them on X/Twitter. You can find them on Instagram. And then when you do, reach out to them. Reach out to them. Say, hey, I'd love to learn more about your rates, etc. They will most likely send you back a website or a media kit with their rates for, hey, you get this many videos for this much, you get this many hooks, you get this many variations. All of that is usually outlined. So a lot of the UGC folks are actually quite buttoned up, which is nice when you go to approach them because they've worked with brands. They understand what is expected. They're very clear in their pricing and you can kind of get off to the races there. Look, we're Grin partners. We use it with a couple clients that need that scale, but we still do a lot of manual creator UGC type of deals just because sometimes it is a lot faster and some brands don't need the scale at which the software will provide. So as you go through and you're looking at where to find these creators, I personally have had a lot of luck on Twitter, so I would check that out. Go through, make your list, reach out to them. One of the next things you need to do, and this is very important as a marketer, as a social media marketer, is understand the legality. So you're going to have to get legal involved. Or if you're an agency, you're a freelancer who's running accounts, hire a lawyer to get a document put together that you can send over to UGC creators that clearly outlines what are the usage rights for their content, how many days are you allowed to use it for, what are the payment terms, etc. Because when you pay for content from a UGC creator to use in ads, typically you're also paying for a usage window, 30, 60, or 90 days. And then they will have a fee if you'd like to pay to keep running that ad. You also got to look at things like publicity rights. I'm not an attorney. I just recommend you talk to your legal team, your lawyer. We have done that and that has helped a ton. It also helps when if you have an ad that's doing really well, you can go back and just go back to the creator and say, hey, we'd like to extend the usage rights, you know, as per our agreement. And that's typically a nominal fee to extend the usage rights and you're able to keep it going from there. So make sure you have that before you start reaching out to creators. The next thing you're going to want is to understand what your budget is when it comes to hiring UGC folks, because the difference in quality on UGC that you're going to get for, let's say, $300 versus $1,000 is not a 3x difference in content quality. It is more like a 10 or 20x in content quality. So if you have the budget, I recommend to think about your UGC a little differently. So actually go and reach out to creators that you love, creators who do a great job, creators who fit the brand. Reach out to them, see what their rates are to create a piece of content that you can use. Not a content that they have to post on their feed, but a piece of content that you can use, or look for opportunities to bring them into becoming an ambassador of the brand and create more consistently. So you can create a stable, you know, of creators that you can rotate on your feed to create content. I think that's a great way for, you know, especially startups, any e-com, any CPG brands, to really make a splash without breaking the bank, because there is so much what I'll call mediocre UGC out there. So you really want to make sure that you're able to go and find people who are aligned with your brand. This would be my next tip when you go to hire a UGC creator. Make sure that they have something that's interesting that they can do. That means whether they're surfing, rock climbing, they're a cook, they are a busy mom, whatever it may be that's like a little bit different that fits into your brand and the use case for your product, that's what we want to focus on. Generic UGC or people just saying, hey, I tried this thing, it's delicious, that's really not going to work as we move into 2024 and beyond. So just think about that, be thoughtful as you do that. Next thing when you're hiring UGC creators, your content is only as strong as the brief you provide to the creator. If you don't provide a strong brief with clear directions, you are punting creative responsibility as a marketer, and that's not okay. So take accountability, really spend time on the brief. Do not hurry this part of the process, because your content is really only going to be as strong as the brief. You set the vision, the creator executes it. All right, now just a last little note here as we look at this, and you know, you've got the legalities done, you've got the pricing, you've sent the briefs. When you go to find people, this is just a note, diversity matters in who you hire and the creators you bring on. Don't wait for creators to fall in your lap. Go actively search out people who have different interests, who are a wider representation of society. That's going to help you. Pretty much every brand is going to be assisted by that. If you start to widen the scope of the people you bring in and you pay to be creators for your brand, now you're going to rely on the data afterwards and that can help you fine tune your strategy. But really, when we think about that, think about getting your legalities right, the pricing, set your briefs up, and then go find a really diverse creators to come in and liven up your feed. And as you go through this all, right, it's easy to start to become reliant on UGC, and it's great, but UGC is a supplement. It is not the core to a good content plan. So you should go out and still do your produce video, still do your static, still do your text post, still think of out of home if that's what you're, you know, if your brand is big enough in doing that. It's just another piece of media to put in the mix. It is not going to carry your entire marketing strategy, specifically on social. So that's it, y'all. That's it for this episode. A quick one breaking down, you know, how to find and hire the right UGC folks. And I hope that helps. Now, until next time, I'm Jordan Shelton, and I'll catch you then.